I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's dangerous for Christians working in creative access nations. It's no different for Farms International, who's working in 12 different countries, most of which are antagonistic to Christians. President of Farms International, Joe Richter, says violence has hit their ministry again.
We recently received news of a worker that has been martyred. One of the sad parts about that is usually they leave behind a family of young children and a wife, and this has happened in one country over a dozen times.
He was an evangelist supported by Farms participants. Their loan program allows missionaries to go into regions that are close to the gospel. Next, 5 million Wolof people live in Senegal and Gambia, West Africa. They're predominantly Muslim. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board says there's only about 100 known Christians. A village chief is allowing IMB missionaries to teach chronological Bible stories. While they haven't seen any new believers, that could change. The stories have paved the way for the showing of the Jesus film. Pray that this work will begin seeing a harvest. Similarly, 2 years ago, an international team of missionaries moved into a Sinau village in Papua New Guinea to learn the language and develop a friendship. That allowed them to begin chronological Bible storytelling in September, says New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak. The tribe heard the nativity story about a month ago.
They are going to be hearing the gospel story for the first time ever during these next 2 weeks. They're working their way through the story of the life of Christ, and they expect to present the story of the death and the resurrection of Christ within these next 2 weeks.
Pray that many will come to Christ as the gospel is presented. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.